It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Reverend Kennedy, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer?
Yes, ma'am. For I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening with a bowed down head and an humble heart. We say thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings in which you have bestowed upon us. From the early rising this morning, O God, now into the going down of the sun, O God, we say thank you. For it was none of us, but all of you. And we know that we can never do enough to say thank you. But just giving you the kind words of saying thank you is more than enough. So much so that you gave your darling son Jesus' name for us. You gave him for wretched sinners like us. And we say thank you, O God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thank you. But we would use every last one of them just to say thank you for being so good and so kind to us, O Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we say thank you for just allowing a few of your handmaid servants to come onto this telephone line tonight to be able to expound upon your word, oh God. For you said where two or three were gathered together in your name, you would be in the midst. And, oh, Heavenly Father, I feel your presence tonight, oh God, because I take you everywhere I go. You are my forefront, oh, Heavenly Father. And I thank you, oh God, for saving me, for looking beyond my faults and seeing my needs, for allowing me to be a servant of you. Now, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that as we are on these lines tonight, that you allow our pastor to be able to go forth with the word from on high. Oh, God, grant her the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding to be able to exegete and homilect every word in which she is about to give, which is of you. I pray, oh, God, that those that are on this phone line tonight are ready to break chains, oh, God, to find a healing and a resolution in your name, oh, God, to be able to decrease them, oh, Heavenly Father, and feel your increase and to feel your presence and to feel that the power of the blood is in you, oh, God, and that if we can continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, knowing that everything will be made well, but we've got to believe. So I pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight. For, oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. These blessings we ask in Jesus' name, I pray, and for his sake. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. You're on the Tuesday night number this evening, and that's 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension has a special announcement. Every second and fourth Sunday for this summer only, we have a new location. We will be meeting at 1:30 p.m., and the address of our summer location is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's R-U-M-B-L-E, Rumble Road, Modesto, California, in the multipurpose room. Our next dates for service are June 23rd, again at 1:30, and July 14th. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And always remember, mute your phone. Thank you, and God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any testimony, I want to thank God for the blessing that the Lord just came into the room on Sunday in the fellowship. And I thank God for the ones that traveled from Sacramento that was there, and for the ones that came from Merced and from Atwaters, and the new people that I was able to meet and greet from Modesto. It was such a blessing. The Spirit of God came and filled the room. We thank the Lord for Brother Jerome Ray, how the Spirit of God has placed in his heart to really feed the people, that they will not leave empty. And that's what Jesus did. And so we just thank God that God has placed that in the heart of this man of God. And he's just a servant, and he took care of those needs, and the people was able to go back, not empty, but was filled. And we just praise God for all the things he's doing. We're going to go into the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your Spirit. For your Spirit to come against a spirit of panic, that the blood of Jesus and the Word of God this night come against that spirit, that panic spirit that's moving in this earth as never before, a spirit of anxiety, a spirit of confusion, a spirit that have people's spirit in a state of alarm, a spirit that's shaking things in their lives, a spirit that's have them scared stiff. But God, we come standing on your word tonight, for your word is a balm. Your word is cure. Your word make the wounded whole. It heals infirmity. The spirit of our soul come in a healing state, and we restored. Father, tonight we need your anointing to breathe on this word and cause this word to come to life. Oh, bring life tonight, Father, by the hearing of the word. And we're going to praise you for it by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Could you please turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3, Psalms 118, verses 8 and 9, and our last book is John, the second chapter, verses 24 and 25. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 3, Psalms 118, verses 8 and 9, and John 2, 24 and 25. If you get those three books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is a word of encouragement tonight. We're going to stand in agreement and pray against this spirit. It's a spirit that's running rampantly in the earth, a spirit of panic attacks, and a period of a phobia spirit, a spirit that scares and terrifies and shakes the spirit of your soul up and bring confusion and dismay in your life. And that's a spirit. That's a spirit sent out by the evil one to bring alarm in your life. And tonight we're going to stand and agree. And we're going to believe the word of God. Because the word of God is a balm. It's a healing balm. It's a cure. And those places that people are moving in alarm and in terror, we're going to come with the word of God tonight. Because the word of God is the answer. And so many times when individual get in that state, they seek the advice of human, and that's the wrong thing to do, saints of God. They run to human for their opinion about their this thing, the things they're going through. And when a human gets involved with your personal affair, filled with their own feelings and not the word of God, It brings failure to everything around you. It brings a spirit of miscarriage. It means that things you lose. It's non-performances. It's a collapse. It terminates. And so many individuals, they get so caught up in a spirit of panic, they run to humans for advice. And human advice was not on the anointing of God or the Holy Ghost or the Word of God. It's moved by their feeling, what they're thinking, their opinion. Everyone has an opinion. But that opinion must line up with the Word of God, not your feeling. Or you cause people's lives to be in turmoil. You cause people to be in a place where things are botched in their life, and malfunction come in their life. And the Holy Ghost sees all of this. And tonight we're going to stand on the Word of God, because we need instruction from the Holy One of Israel as never before. Because when you get your recommendation from human, and they are moved by their own opinion, what they think about a thing, you're going to see things terminated in your life, and we're going to see by the Word of God. 2 Chronicles 20:3, please.
And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah.
This is Jehoshaphat. You know about this story. This man had enemy on all sides. He was under attack. And it was a complete surprise. He wasn't warned about it, nor was he prepared. And that's what a panic attack is. It comes unaware, without a warning. It's a surprise. It eases upon you. And this man was not prepared. He had a small army. Instead of him running to seeking the advice of human, this word said Jehoshaphat, he was in a state of panic. Panic is a fearful state. Instead of running to people, he prayed to the Lord to guide him. And through him seeking the guidance from the Holy Spirit, from the power of God, God led this man into a fast. And a fast was proclaimed over the whole country. And that was nothing but the Spirit of God leading this man when he was attacked in his spirit by a spirit to have him in a state of alarm. But there are so many that doesn't do that. They seek the advice of humans, their recommendation, their direction, their instruction, their opinion. They get their information from humans and their assistance from humans. And if that human is not full of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost has not ordained them to give you counseling, and when they're filled with their own feelings and their own self and want their way, and it's not the counsel of God, we need the whole counsel of God in this hour, saints of God. That opinion is moved by the feeling of the flesh. And you are in a calamity, and you are in a state of panic, and you are vulnerable. And when you seek the advice of humans, when it's not of the Holy Ghost, all it does is cause a miscarriage about the affairs in your life. It terminates. It collapses. It causes loss where there's no result. And we see by the Word of God that Jehoshaphat did not run behind the advice of a human. He was in a state of panic. And this man ran to God in prayer to guide him. Spirit of God led him into a fast. And as he began to fast, the Spirit of God reminded him of the things that had happened beforehand. The Spirit of God let Jehoshaphat know, because you're seeking me for advice, Jehoshaphat. He reminded him of his goodness, that he was a sustainer, that he was sufficient for Jehoshaphat. He wanted Jehoshaphat to know, I'm God, and I'm your help. And by him doing that, that panic attack that was upon Jehoshaphat, you read it in the Word of God, in 2 Chronicles 20, read the whole chapter. That spirit that had been sent out against Jehoshaphat was turned around. It went against the enemy and brought the spirit of panic on the enemy. And the plans that were set out against Jehoshaphat was turned around for a blessing, saints of God. Why? Because Jehoshaphat did not seek the counsel of human. He went into prayer. God led him into a fast. God reminded him of his covenant. God reminded him of his goodness. And that is what we need to do in this hour as never before. Because when we begin to seek the advice of a human, when that human has an opinion, is moved by the flesh, moved by their own motive, moved by what they want, it gonna cause a miscarriage. It gonna cause things to be non-performance. It gonna cause termination. And this is what God does not desire for us in this hour as never before. But there are so many people that's novice. They seek the advice of human. And when a human can't get their own self out of something, when they're full of calamity, when they're full of all kinds of things that's not working against them, how can they help you? You need God for yourself. Psalm 118:89, please.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
This is wraps it up. It is better to trust in the Lord than depend on humans. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on the help of those who think they got it all together. Princes, upper class, human leadership. This is what this word is saying. It is better to trust in the Lord. That's what Jehoshaphat did. When that panic attack, when the enemy was on every side, that means everything in his life was shaken up. It was full of terror and dismay. He was terrified. This is what this word says. He was terrified. He was in a state of panic. Instead of running to people, which a lot of people do, especially in the time we're living in, they run to people. They run to the advice of humans. And when that human, that person in the flesh begin to give them their opinion about something, and they take God out of their affairs and let that human be their idol, let that human be their God, that thing fall into a place of malfunction, thanks to God. The enemy comes into that place and bring a miscarriage in their affairs. But this is a night of deliverance. It's a night that God wants you to run to him when the enemy is on every side, when the spirit of terror is running behind you, when everything in your life is being shaken, when everything is in a place where alarm is all around you. This is the time, the hiding place is in him tonight. And we're going to see what Jesus said about it. John 2:24-25, please.
But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man.
This is what Jesus said about man. Now, God created humans. Humans didn't create themselves. Jesus not trust himself to them. He knew them all. There was no need for anyone to tell him about them, because he himself knew what was in their hearts. Jesus know every fickleness in the human heart, saints of God. That shallow faith, that misplaced faith, when you're not rooted and grounded in the scripture. And the outward look very good. I'm talking about outward observation look very good. But Jesus asked, I know the fickleness. I know why you're running behind me for my miracles. I know that you're not seeking me concerning the word. He says, I see your fickleness, that you're in a place where you're not stable, where you're not loyal to me in my word, where you're not in a place of consistency, where you're unreliable, where you're in a state of wavering. You're irregular in everything. You're so vain in your heart. You're unpredictable. That's what Jesus was telling, was saying in so many words. He seen the fickleness in humans because God made humans. He's telling us tonight to trust him, saints of God. When the spirit of panic and so many people are caught up in panic attacks as never before because things just come out of the blue and overtake them and shake their whole foundation up, shake everything in their lives, shake their families up, shake their house up, bring terror over the house. They're scared stiff, and they begin to seek after God. Not seek after God, but seek after the advice of human. And when they begin to seek after the advice of human, they're going to get all the recommendation of a frail person, of a person opinion, a person that's not seeking after God. Because if you're seeking after God, you're going to go into that quiet place. You're going to go into that secret place. You're not just going to go and tell a person, do this and do that. You're going to go into that place where it's nothing but you and God. You're going to close up into that place. The Spirit of God wants us to get in that place on that hollow ground, to get in a place where hollow will be done, that the Spirit of God will come inside of us and we begin to say, thy will be done. Not my will, but thy will be done. Begin to seek the guidance of God as never before, because it's a spirit of miscarriage is raging in the earth. A spirit of malfunction is raging in the earth because people are seeking after the advice of humans. As I was encouraging an individual who was seeking the advice of a human. This human could not take care of themselves, living in a room, could never pay their bills, always was getting evicted. I said, why would you seek the advice for someone who's living in a room, who don't pay their bills, who is not responsible? Why would you seek advice for someone like that when you're in a state of panic? Why would you allow someone like that get into your affairs? Why would you allow someone like that hear your affairs? Why would you? That's a foolish move. When that individual begin to think about that thing, they begin to seek the Lord for themselves. And the Spirit of God brought them out of that panic attack. I'm encouraging you tonight. When you begin to seek someone that life is in turmoil, when their life is upside down, when they can't even take care of themselves, when they can't do anything that progressive, when they're in a place of ruin, and they're going to give you some advice, it's going to cause your life to be in a place of error. It's going to cause your life to be in a place where things going to collapse. That's nothing but failure. But that's what Jehoshaphat did not do. He sought the Lord because the whole place was going through a panic attack. It's the whole country, the whole place around him was, nobody could help no one. They had to what? Seek after God. So this is a word tonight, saints of God. Everyone has an opinion. But it does not mean it's from God. Many times it's filled with feelings and not the word of God, which does one thing only, cause failure. But there's so many people observe from the outside. Don't know what's in the inside. Only Jesus can see the inside, saints of God. I'm encouraging you tonight. Because the greatest mistakes of my life has been listening to the opinions of humans. But when you get it, you get it. When you begin to see that you need to seek God about conditions in your life, when things are so shaken, when things are in such a place of alarm, when your affairs is tossed upside down and it brings you into a place of panic. It brings you up into a place of anxiety. This word is encouraging you tonight as never before. You need to run to the hills from where cometh your help. That's exactly what the woman of God prayed. You need to run to the hills that where cometh your help and put your trust in God. Psalm 25:2, it said, I trust in thee, and you will not allow me to be ashamed, nor allow my enemies to triumph over me. God didn't allow Jehoshaphat to be brought to shame, nor did he allow his enemy to triumph over him. He said, trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall thou dwell in the land, and thou shalt be fed. He said, commit your way unto the Lord. He said, trust in him, and he, not human, he shall bring it to pass. That's Psalm 37:3-5. This is a night of encouragement, saints of God. When you don't know better, you can't do better. But when you stand on the solid rock, the foundation of the word, you do better. I'm talking to novice out there tonight. There are young people and old people that are novice. It's not about an age. They don't understand the power of the working word of God. And they're running to and forth seeking the advice of flesh. And when you begin to put your confidence in flesh, which is nothing but idolatry, it's a spirit of idolatry, saints of God. He said, I will have no other gods before me. He will cause those gods and the opinion of those gods turn your life upside down, because the word of God is not going to let no flesh and no blood get any glory in this hour, and it always has been in every hour before this hour. He said flesh will not be glorified in before him. And this is an hour that you that's running behind flesh and blood, and you in a place of panic tonight, woe on you, because you see the word of God. It's time to seek the advice of God. And if those things in your life that's shaking you upside down, inside up, in a place of terror, you've gotten all kinds of information that's not good for you, all kinds of document, all kinds of announcement over your life, and you are seeking the advice of a human who has a program set up, who has an idea set up, and God is not involved in that idea, it's nothing but doom and gloom and failure over those ideas tonight. But this is what the word of God says. When Jehoshaphat was in a place of panic and a place of fear, he prayed to the Lord, not to humans. He prayed to the Lord. And the Lord guided him. He went in a fast. And the spirit of panic was turned upside down. And that spirit that was sent out against Jehoshaphat was turned backwards. And the spirit of confusion and the spirit of panic went on the enemy side. And the Bible said that Jehoshaphat went into the enemy camp. You're going to go into the enemy camp by faith tonight in Jesus' name. And Jehoshaphat gathered up the spoils of the enemy. Why? Because he sought the face of God. He turned his eyes on Jesus. He turned his eyes on God. He got his eyes off the opinions of flesh, because he didn't even seek after the flesh and blood. He sought after God. Even Jesus said, he was not entrusting nothing with humans. He said, because I know humans. I know the hearts of humans. He sought after his Father. That's what Jesus did. Because many times humans are in a place, they're fickle, and they're shallow in faith. They have misplaced faith. Misplaced faith. They're not rooted in the things of the scripture. It's an outward appearance that look good. It sound good, it look good. But it's fragile, saints of God. It's inconsistent. It's unreliable. It's irregular. But I tell you, a man that's regular, that's Jesus. If he say a thing, and you are in covenant with him because you're saved, he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He reminded Jehoshaphat of the covenant he had with Israel, and that he would never disappoint his people. He allowed Jehoshaphat to remember the great promises of God. And all Jehoshaphat had to do was accept them and believe by faith. Because he was seeking after the one who said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And the Spirit of God, by his sovereign power, by his great power, turned that thing upside down. Removed that panic off of Jehoshaphat, sent that spirit back to the sender, and the Spirit of God blessed him with a bounty. God want to bless you with a bounty tonight, whatever your bounty is tonight, because the word is a healing balm tonight. It cures anything that's sick. He make the wounded whole. Anything that's wounded, he make whole. Humans can't do that. He heals infirmity in your spirit and your soul. And he restores health. So this is a word of encouragement tonight. That God is sufficient for you and I. He reminding us of his word. Jehoshaphat's eyes was not focused on the present. On the things he was going through at that time. He was focused and reminded of the promises of God. I'm reminding you tonight of the promises of God. And you need God to guide you as never, ever before. God showed his power to us 3 months ago in a shed-in. When the Lord showed me beforehand what calamity was going to come, so I would not be in a panic attack. We went into a shed-in. I think it was about 12 of us. And the Spirit of God gave me instruction and told me exactly what to do. I followed the instruction, and the Spirit of God overthrew everything Satan set up. I mean, every single thing, thanks to God. But He called the fast. He called the prayer. We went 3 days, didn't eat but drink water, and sought the face of God. Young man brought his babies there. Babies was quiet. Babies didn't interfere. Spirit of God spoke. Spirit of God moved. And the Spirit of God brought deliverance. Because we sought after God. And God worked miracles. And God showed up. Not seeking the advice of humans. Humans can write all kinds of documents and say anything they want to say. But I tell you tonight, when you begin to focus on the things of God, when you begin to get into a prayer closet and begin to seek the guidance of God, all the inventions of humans will be tossed upside down. Every single one will be tossed upside down. And God will give you a bounty tonight. He will enlarge your territory tonight. He will come against that enemy tonight. And that thing that has been sent out against you to cause panic in your life will go back to the senders tonight. So tonight God wants you to have a full birth, a full term tonight, not no miscarriage. It's time out for miscarriage. He wants things to come into a what? A completion. Results. Not to be malfunction. Not to be bouching. not to have any determination, to be terminated, to come in a place of loss. And that what would have happened for Jehoshaphat if he had not prayed to the Lord for guidance. And the Spirit of the Lord overtook the situation. He fasted and he prayed. And God reminded him of the promises he made to Israel. He remembered the great help that Israel had received from God. He went back, his mind, and the Spirit of God brought it into the man's remembrance. He remembered the great help that he had received from God. His eyes was not focused on what was happening right there. His eyes was in a place reminding him that God was sufficient. God was sufficient. God was his help. God wants you to know tonight, I am your help. The advice from humans, when it's not of God, it causes failure, saints of God. It's only filled with feelings. Feelings does not move God. He's moved by his word. He's moved by his spirit. Feelings do not move God. So many people is moved by their feeling, and people get sucked in with the opinion of someone's feeling, what they think about a thing. And what does it do for that individual? It causes a miscarriage in their life. Cause things to be in a mess. Cause things to be incomplete. But we coming together tonight in intercessory prayer in agreement. He says just two or three are gathered together in his name. He's in the midst. I don't care if it's 500 people on the line tonight. If two or three are in the same accord with the same mindset, the spirit of the word, which is a bomb, a healing bomb, will come against that spirit of panic that's attacking the people of God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement tonight. Okay, I'm here. I hear you.
It's Brother Ray.
Okay.
I've got a couple friends that are really, really heavy-hearted and got a lot going on in their life. One's name is Steve, and one's name is Timmy. They're really heavy-hearted. They're on the verge of asking God to help them out and to take over their lives, but they're, for some reason, they're afraid to, and I try to explain to them that he will take all their burdens, but they're still on the cusp of doing so. I just want to pray for their guidance and for their strength and for them to be able to reach out to God to carry their burden and to give them the guidance that they need.
All right. Thank you. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, this is Jerome. I would like prayer for my best friend, Joe. He just lost his dad in New York. He passed away, so I would just like prayer for his family.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? Okay.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
There's a person who have, I don't know, I think it's tendinitis or something like that, and really bad off. I want prayer for her. And the other person, I think they had a stroke, and so they just need healing in their body.
Okay.
And prayer for that.
Okay. Anyone else need a prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we heard your word. We read your word. We thank you for your word tonight. For things of out of control in many people's lives, which is a panic attack. There's alarm going on the inside of their minds, on the inside of their spirits. An alarm, a place of terror, a place of anxiety, where they're terrified and they're scared stiff. Everything inside and around them is shaking. And that's not from you, O Father, for you are God of peace. So we come tonight in intercessory prayer, agreeing that the Spirit of God will come against that spirit of panic that's moving and raging in homes and lives and bodies and minds, causing them to be in a place of phobia where they think everything is getting ready to collapse on them. But, Father, you're the answer tonight. And we come standing on your word. Your word, John 2:24-25. How Jesus began to say, I trust no man. That means he didn't judge and he wasn't critical. But he said, I trust no man. He was in a place where he was trusting God. And that's where we must be in this hour as never before. You're not criticizing anyone. You're not putting anyone down. But you're saying, I trust God tonight. That's what Jesus said, I trust God. I trust my Father. Because he created humans. And he know how there's some humans that's shallow in faith. There's some humans that's misplaced in faith. There's some humans that's not rooted and grounded in his word, which is the scripture. Outward it look good, but inside is shallow. He said, I see the fickleness. I see the instability. I see they're not loyal. I see they're inconsistent, unreliable, and wavering, and irregular, vain in their thoughts and their mind. But I trust God. He wasn't condemning. He wasn't being critical. But he was saying, I trust God because you created them. They didn't create themselves until we are totally rooted and grounded, sold out. Just totally in a place where we're stable, where we're loyal to God, where we stand on his word. Storms may be raging. Everything seems to be falling apart. Yet I stand on God. He's looking for people that's going to stand this hour. Your word says to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So many is not standing still to see the salvation of the Lord. They're running to and forth and everywhere, seeking the advice of humans. They're setting up all kinds of things, trying to bring a remedy to their condition when it's nothing but failure in it, because it's something they're set up in their own opinion to think it's going to work. But the devil is fooling them in this hour. This hour is the hour to seek after God as never before, to get our focus on God. When things are falling around, when things is shaking, that's the place and a time to get your focus on God. That's what Jehoshaphat did when the enemy was on every side, when everything was incensed against him, and his army was so small. He didn't have a great army. It was a small army. He knew they had to seek the guidance of the Spirit of God. And they turned their face and eyes on him. Everything around them became dim. And Father, I thank you tonight that you touched that man, that woman, that the Spirit of God put them in a place tonight. They'll be God seekers. They'll be God chasers. They'll begin to chase after God as never before, and not the advice of humans. Many humans sick in their own bodies and need a healing from God. Many humans sick in their own finances and need a breakthrough. So many humans, hallelujah, life is in chaos and need a door open, and they're going to give you an opinion. The devil is alive tonight in Jesus' name, because they are moved by their feelings. But you will be accountable, man or woman, when you're guiding people in the wrong direction. knowing you not have not heard from God, knowing it's the counsel of the flesh and not the whole counsel of God. The Lord rebuke that spirit tonight in Jesus' name. You desire that none perish but all come into repentance tonight. In Jesus' name, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. I thank you tonight. We're standing on the great promises of God. He is a covenant-keeping God. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a lying God. If he said, I'll bring it to pass. He reminded Jehoshaphat that I'm sufficient for you. I'm still the same God, and your help must come from me. Father, I thank you tonight that we come in the name of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus stop that panic attack, because that individual is going to begin to see God tonight as never before. And the spirit of panic must bow to the name of Jesus tonight. The spirit of panic and anxiety and confusion and the spirit of terror must bow to Jesus in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that your blood, your spirit, and your word dismantled the spirit of panic tonight in Jesus' name. That you give individual a chance to return back to their God and not depend on the advice of human. That idolatrous spirit fall and collapse in Jesus' name. That the spirit of God be glorified. That God will get the glory. That God will get the glory tonight. You will share your glory with no one tonight. And God, I thank you tonight that the spirit of panic must bow in Jesus' name. Because someone going to begin to see God. Someone going to begin to get the guidance from the Holy Ghost. Someone is not going to fight with the opinion of an individual. They're going to be solid and get along with God. And they're going to begin to seek after God. Father, I thank you tonight that you move over these young men that's in a place that they have need of God, that their life may be in this place of terror tonight, but we send the mercy and the grace of God to them tonight, that fresh and new mercy to overtake, that their mind come in a place of focus tonight, that their mind become single tonight, the Spirit of God would draw them. They can't draw themselves to be saved. Save them tonight and draw them, Father. John 6:44. We send the word to draw them. That the spirit of the word would draw them tonight. And by faith we thank you that they become God seekers and God chasers tonight. In Jesus' name. That the spirit of God comfort the family that lost their father tonight. We send the spirit of the comforter to them tonight. The Holy Spirit, to comfort them in their time of loss, that the Spirit of God will strengthen them. You say that the weak say I'm strong. Make them strong with your strength. We send your word that your strength and your virtues go inside of their spirit tonight and strengthen them, O God, to look up and not down. We thank you for the spirit of healing to go to this person that's in severe pain. That the Spirit of God go into the joints and the marrow of the bone. That the healing virtues of Jesus go in and move in their joints and their bone. That the Spirit of God make well tonight their joints and their bone. Hebrews 4:12. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. That your word heal them tonight. That the balm of Gilead, that healing balm, begin to cure them in that area where they have pain tonight. That the Spirit of God remove the spirit of stroke tonight. The Spirit of God move into their brain tonight. Cause them to have clear remembrance tonight. And the symptoms of stroke go in the name of Jesus. That the healing virtues of Jesus will move now. That the balm of the Word of God cure them from strokes tonight in Jesus' name. Heal them from their infirmity. We cast out the spirit of infirmity with the word of God. And God, we thank you tonight. And Father, we thank you that your word is moving over the airways, over all kinds of zones in countries and nations. Your word have free course tonight in Jesus' name, because we trust in your word, God. We trust in your strength tonight, God. We trust in what your word says tonight, God. For your word is a shield and a buckler tonight. Your word is a help tonight. And I thank you, Father, that the help of God is at hand for those who was in a place of panic, no longer in that state, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, they're released from panic tonight. That the Spirit of God has caused their spirit no longer to be in confusion, no longer to be shaken, no longer to be in a spirit state of alarm, no longer to be in anxiety, no longer to be in a state of terror. That the peace of God that passes understanding go to them tonight in Jesus' name. That their advice will come from the Lord. That they will be guided by God. You say, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he said, he shall direct your path. Direct their path tonight. In the name of Jesus, direct their path tonight. We lose Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 over them. They're trusting in the Lord with all their heart. They're not leaning to their understanding, no one else understanding, because they are not acknowledging God to direct their path tonight. And God, we're going to thank you for it, that the sound and alarm of the word has attached himself to them tonight, that is moving in their house, moving in their affairs, moving in their minds, moving in their health, moving over all things that concern them tonight. Make straight those crooked places, oh God. We thank you for the blood to seal them from panic attack, and we give you praise and we give you thanksgiving for it by faith in Jesus' name, because we trust in you, Father, and your holy covenant in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints of God. Just know that it's done. Stand on it, receive it by faith, and stay rooted and grounded in his word in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.